Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stevie B!
What up, brother man?
Oh, I'm just hanging out in the closet, you know.
Sure.
A little switcheroo. I mean, well, you're in your co-working space.
I can see.
But yeah, so you know, this is the first week back in school here.
I know.
Yeah, and you know, so and you know, we're lucky that our kids can go in person if you feel comfortable. And this week, you know, after the holiday and us being in California with things the way they are, we thought we'd just do a week of distance learning with the kids to kind of ride out some of the post-holiday.
Sure. You know. Yeah, because we're getting a lot of questions. Just, hey, are you back at work yet? And we're not.
We're on an extended holiday vacation.
Yeah,
vacation. As you may have seen
in the news, productions all over Hollywood and California have delayed 10 to 14 days, essentially, yeah, just to give people time, because we know people probably travel for the holidays, and
right,
just to give people a little extra time to quarantine.
Make sure. Right.
Essentially, yeah, make sure we go back, everybody's healthy, and we can get back to work, and it's going to be awesome. And so we're looking forward to that. But I've been able to have a little more time off, which has been amazing.
Yes. Yes. Well, amazing. You know, that's the thing about, I've always thought with holiday, with Christmas vacation, winter break, whatever, you know, the first couple of days you're like, yeah. And then the last couple of days you're like, is this over yet? Is this over yet?
See, yeah, for me this year, it was opposite, right?
Oh, really?
Usually I'm clawing, kind of. I get that feeling like, okay, time to go back to work.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm really enjoying the extra time. Like,
good
I'm
for
really,
you.
Really. Now I feel like I'm on vacation.
Well, sure.
Because the first, all the whole holiday thing.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, that's not
so
a vacation.
Crazy.
That's just
where you're not like, that's, yeah, not really a vacation, you know?
No. And then, so, and then the hangover of the holidays where your house is full of trash.
Sure.
And, you know,
you gotta take the tree down and all the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Ornaments away. Have you done that yet?
We did. And I got to say, you're, yeah, right. Like, and because one of the things I was trying to avoid was that feeling of like being in my house, trying to relax and looking around and seeing all the stuff that I have to put away.
Dude, you're so funny, because that's how my wife is. But I'm like, leave it up.
Well, that's what Kira thought. She wanted to leave it up too. She's like, let's leave it up till the, you know,
yeah,
till the pandemic's over. Let's just, you know, but then she's like, I guess we should take it down.
And yeah. I'm like, oh. I was like, I came home and she goes, oh, I took it all down by myself and packed it away, which is great, because I didn't have to do anything. But I'm like, boo.
Well, that's, well, it's funny.
Boo.
It was the inverse. Kira put it all up and she wouldn't stop. She had phases. She had,
yeah,
phase one of Christmas decorations and phase two. And then me, you know, getting in the spirit, did a little phase three, because I brought all the stuff home from all our holiday show.
Right.
And added it to the
and,
to the
and all that stuff still in my back seat, by the way.
Amazing. Amazing. So your back seat's decorated.
It's my great. Back seat is awesome right now. It's a holiday show on the back seat.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Watch out now.
Great back seat.
Great back seat.
So
very,
but then,
very wide.
But then she was working one day prepping for, you know, going back to teaching in hybrid, and or teaching fully in distance learning for her students. And, you know, so she was prepping a lot. And so I went out and I put it all away, which is probably less fun.
It is less fun for sure. Putting it away sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So but I did that, and I was pleased that I could accomplish all of that anyway.
Yeah. But
with this being extended, with our time being a little extended,
yeah,
I think you can kind of cross those things off the list and be like, oh, we have these days now. How do we fill them? And maybe you get creative. Maybe you decide to do something that maybe you didn't think you'd had time to do before. And it,
right.
So what did you do?
Snowboarding.
Whoa.
Well, because you guys went up and sledded, right? Is that,
yeah,
is that a word,
yeah, we,
sledded?
Well,
you
we
went
did a
sledding?
Couple, we did a couple things, which we were pretty proud of because it's not really in our nature. But I want to hear about your snowboarding.
Well, you know, look, we're trying to always, you know, during the pandemic, it's hard to take trips. Like, we had a Lake Tahoe,
oh, yeah,
trip that was canceled. But we wanted to, you know, kind of, yeah, Jack wanted a snowboard.
And this is a first time thing or?
First time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first time, so the downside of the first time is that you have to buy five people snowboarding outfits.
Yeah.
So that's the downside.
You never know if you're going to go again.
Right. The wife comes in with eight bags and you're like, oh, ugh. So guys out there, cause that Bradford's reaction just said everything. Ugh. Guys out there, listen to me closely. Men. I know there's not a lot of guys listening to this.
Lean in, gents.
And you too, Bradford.
Okay, I'm leaning in.
When their wife comes in with eight bags of something from a store shopping.
Right.
The first question is not how much.
Oh, it's not?
No, that's not the first question.
What is?
What'd you get?
Oh, because you weren't at the store with her. Oh, no.
No,
at the store.
No, right. No. She went to the store. And she bought all the stuff, but right. You don't when sometimes no. It's for a guy.
Then you just get the, well, you could have gone if you wanted to.
Well, it's startling. Like you see all these bags and it startles right. You and you're like, oh, how much?
Well, if you think you could have done better, why didn't you go and get it?
No.
Yeah.
The best is it was all 30% off.
Well, I know. But that's the thing is like, you know, with us, it's like, OK, I'm like, hey, I want to do this trip. And then Kira's like, OK. But are you going to get the kids ready to do all that stuff or is that going to fall on me? And that's less fun. So, but anyway, so you got right. Your snow gear. Did she get you some snow gear as well?
Yeah. Yeah. She got me some stuff. It was great. It was awesome. Brooklyn was so excited. Like was, cause she's really, we really haven't taken her a lot of places. Like Jack and McKenna went everywhere, you know?
Right.
So Brooklyn hasn't really gone a lot of places and she was excited to see the snow. So
we went
locally. We have a, you know, few ski resorts within a couple hours of us.
Right.
And they were all open. And so it was awesome. We went up. It's quite the process though.
Well, driving.
It's quite, dude.
Cause you went to the Arrowhead area, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That drive is no joke. That drive scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. It was a little shorter than Arrowhead, but yes, it's okay.
But you, do you go up that crazy hill?
No. We used to have a place up in Arrowhead. So I went up that crazy hill a lot. Yes.
Oof.
So there were some roads that were closed, whatever. We got there. But they were so excited. I mean, Brooklyn was so excited, dude. And then you see the snow and they're like, oh my gosh. And we're going just through like the lowest place of elevation at the beginning. And they're like, this is amazing. This is beautiful. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, but it is a process, man. Getting there, renting the stuff. Getting all the kids in their ski gear. Like, it's like, I mean, you just got to prepare mentally. Cause my wife grew up going on ski trips.
Yeah.
And she loved it. Right. But it's so much work, dude.
And expensive.
And, well, that too. That's not cheap. It's not a cheap sport.
Well, yeah. You can't casually do it. Like, you can't.
No, it's not a casual sport.
You know, it used to be, I remember growing up, it used to be like, accessible to everybody, you know, like, you know, and you didn't have high end equipment necessarily.
Right.
You had your little knit hat, not like a $300 helmet.
I think back then it was like, if you were buying equipment, it might've been more expensive.
Sure.
But lift tickets. And then if you're going somewhere in hotel and food, and then it becomes this whole thing. Right. So,
right.
But you know, I got them a lesson. Cherie, Jack, McKenna, and Brooklyn got a lesson because I snowboarded before. So
they were all on snowboards, or was anybody?
They were
on
all
skis?
On snowboards.
All on snowboards.
They were all. I told Cherie, maybe you should just ski because you know how to, and you can just go.
But right.
She's like, no, I'll try snowboarding. Right. So they tried snowboarding, and they didn't learn a lot in that hour lesson.
It's tough, man. Like for snowboarding for me, it's. It's you. As soon as you find your edge, as soon as you find the balance on an edge, then you're okay. But until you can't find that, you're just falling front and falling back.
It's the stopping, right? So, you know, the teenager's like, oh, we don't need help. Oh, Dad, you don't need to help me. I'll go up with my friends, whatever. I go up with your friends.
Right.
So I just stayed. I didn't even really snowboard.
You see the ski patrol coming up and you're like, oh, no, what happened?
I stayed with Brooklyn and we went down the bunny slope. 12 times.
Amazing.
Like I go, okay, you're going to hold, I held her hand. Cause I took my snowboarder off and And I said, okay, we're going to go for like 3 seconds and then you're going to stop. So like she was almost doing it by herself the whole way down on wow. the last trip. Right. And like, it was great. And my kids are still flailing around out there falling. And I'm like, I would have taught you guys how to stop.
Sure.
All you got to do is come down the hill once with me and you would have learned.
Right.
But, but it was good. You know, it's a lot of work, but it was a good day and it was fun and the kids loved it. And, you know, so we got to go.
I miss it.
I know.
I
just miss the snow, dude. Like, right. I love that feeling, the mountain air, seeing all the pine trees. And I'm like, man, this is great. So
just the smells, right?
Look, I'll go with them. I'll snowboard a little bit, but just to be up in that environment is awesome. So if we could do that once a year, a nice ski trip, that'd be cool. So,
yeah. So we live, you know, about an hour and a half to 2 hours from Tahoe. And
there are,
I didn't realize that there are state snow parks where it's basically just an open expanse of land that the state designates as okay.
I saw that. They have that down here too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Yeah. One of them there. So, because I was looking for a great place to sled for the kids, right? And then I saw one, exactly what you're talking about. It was a state owned park. They're like, hey, just come up and let's go.
Right. Not necessarily groomed for sledding.
No, but it's just at least, you know, you got some hills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
So, I mean, the place that we found, you know, if our kids were older and were experienced sledders, they would have been disappointed. But for our kids, it was the same thing. We just wanted to get to snow. And back in one of the paths, we found this little place that had this tiny little, like little hill with a tree on top that looked like a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And on either side of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree were these little tiny, just like little. And so you went about 10, 15 feet. And we brought tubes, and that's all it needed. Our kids don't want to go.
I saw the picture. It was awesome. I showed Brooklyn. She's like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. And so nobody came up because everyone was trying to do there was this road that had snow. Everyone was trying to do the road. And so we were past that and no one came by. We had this like little snow oasis.
Amazing.
That's a term I'm going to coin.
Oh, you should. You should. That's amazing. But here's
we should start a winter brand, like
Snowasis.
Clothing brand called Snowasis.
That's right.
Hashtag, I got it. Nobody steal it. Thanks.
Too late.
But
what sucks though, in that regard, is like, you know, growing up in the Midwest and in the East, you could definitely get a white Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Or even you get snow on Thanksgiving back then,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
But here, like in California, ski season really kicks off now.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, or in a week or two, they'll start getting a lot of snow. Right. And it's like, it's just a little too past Christmas for me, which I
hate. I understand. Well, because you have to have sustained temperatures in that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. So, because it was getting slushy yesterday. It was hot. It was 60 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? It was like no one needed like ski. You could be in a t-shirt and I didn't wear my gloves half the time. And
yeah,
you know, so it was
all of a sudden you're skiing and you look over and there's this man with nice hair tanning himself on the ski slope. Who is it? Steve Burton. He's tanning himself. What's he doing?
Yeesh. Funny. No, I put a lot of sunblock on. So
you did? No.
Oh yeah. Tons.
Well, cause also I feel like, and I could be misremembering this.
No, you get tanner up there.
Well, because you're higher. Closer to the sun.
I'm not getting into urban legends now, but close to the sun and the reflection off the snow.
Off the snow.
Yeah.
Right. Correct. That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. That's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get burnt for sure.
Right. And especially if it's not cold enough that you're wearing like face gear and stuff.
Yeah. It was cool, man. We brought all our food and water and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because the lodges were probably closed.
Outdoor, they were cooking stuff outdoor for people, but
okay, cool,
nothing indoor was open.
Right.
You know,
I mean, cause that's half the fun is like having a,
hot chocolate
with some freaking bourbon in it in the lounge.
In your flask.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Well, no, but like,
that's like Lake Tahoe stuff. That's Aspen. That's, you know, somewhere like a,
well, that whole, resort.
That
whole term après ski.
Yeah.
After
totally.
Skiing.
Yes.
Like where you drink and like have
I did
fun.
See a lot of people pounding beers in the driveway though. That was discouraging.
Oh, really? People bringing their own booze and just slamming it in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. They're tailgating, dude. I'm like, this is not a football game.
Right.
Can we not tailgate? Because my kids are on the freaking slopes with you guys.
Look out below.
That's totally amazing.
No, it's
wow.
not.
Well, but that's a long day because then you got to drive 2 hours back.
Yeah, I was tired.
And once you pay the lift ticket, you want to make sure you get your money's worth of your lift ticket.
I don't care.
No.
No. If the kids are like, let's go, I'm like, all right, get in the car. Let's go.
Awesome.
I could get home in time for a nap, which I did.
Hey-o, old man.
Which I did.
Old man.
Old man Burton.
Well, so, you know, going up on a random day, going up sledding, it was a huge achievement. And it went really well, so we were very, very pleased with it.
Yeah.
And then... So that I thought that was going to be like, hey, like, good job, us. We've got out into the wilderness. Good job. Then we have a couple friends that they go like hiking every Sunday. So they said, hey, we're going to Muir Woods on Sunday. Would you like to join us?
With the kids?
With the kids. Yes.
Okay.
And living in Northern California, you're so many accessible to so many things like Yosemite and you know, the Sequoia National Forest.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All these places. And, you know, I know, you know, the redwoods aren't sequoias, but they're still pretty tall. And sure. I was excited to go, but it's a little bit further because it's north of San Francisco.
How long is the drive?
It's 90 miles, but you end up winding. So it's about hour 45. So not too bad.
Well, there's a problem already. Go ahead.
So, we don't have... You know, for the snow gear, my sister had given us a bunch of stuff that she'd found and kind of collected for the kids a couple years ago. So we had waterproof stuff for the kids. Kira and I don't really have waterproof stuff. We had to borrow some from the neighbors, actually. Now for hiking, we don't have the proper foot gear.
Yeah.
You know, and I looked on the website and says, hey, it's pretty, you know, some of the paths are, you know, have this almost like, looks like a boardwalk. It's like, you know. And I looked at like shoes for Muir Park and people were like, oh, I wore sandals one time. I'm like, oh, okay. We can wear our brand new running shoes from Fleet Feet. That's a good idea.
Oh, come on, man.
But it was beautiful. If you've never been to Muir Woods now, not just because of COVID, but because of, people saturating the parking lot in years past, the parking is done on reservation system. So like,
I guess in years past
on this super windy road in there, it would just be backed up for miles.
Yeah.
That's... But now you have a half hour arrival time and they space it out. And so we got there, our reservation time was 9:30. We had a beautiful drive and then got there. And like when we were on the path, it was beautiful. It was foggy. And I think it's right around, you know, Skywalker Ranch is not too far from that area.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, like, it looked like Endor.
Wow.
From Return of the Jedi. I don't know if you've ever been there, but, like, it is so beautiful. And with the fog not enough fog that you couldn't see. You could still see the top of the trees, but it, like, you just felt like it's amazing how, you know, in all of California, really, no matter where you are, within an hour or two, you can drive to someplace that looks completely different from where you are.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Like, you can't get that in Ohio.
No.
Right? Like,
no, you can't be at the ocean and then in the mountains in 2 hours.
Sure.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah. Like, California is so geographically, you know.
Yeah. And the desert. I mean, you have the desert, mountains, and the ocean. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's why we're paying out that beep to live here.
Yeah.
All right. So can we get to the hike now?
Yes, we can get to the hike.
Your story. Questions? Let's go. No. How was the hike?
The hike was good. We went up, you know, we were the kids, so we didn't want to do anything too challenging, but and we probably didn't know, like, we probably did something more challenging than I imagined we would have. But it was a 3.5 mile kind of loop.
That's a lot. It's a lot for a kid.
So yeah, we were there from 9:30 to 12:30. The kids hiked for 3 hours.
Did they sleep good?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. That's the only reason you go on a hike.
Right. but I think having another couple kids for them to like.
Yeah, sure. That distracted them for sure.
There were some narrow parts where we wouldn't want them But once they got back, once they got to the bottom and the path widened up, they were running, and it was like,
that's awesome. And it was a lot of snow.
No, not by San Francisco.
Oh, okay, great.
Right, it's a rainforest.
Okay, all right. So, yeah. So here's a few problems.
Okay, you tell me.
Number one.
Yep.
Driving 2 hours to hike.
I know.
That's the first.
I know it's challenging. It. Yeah.
Okay.
There's some places closer, but there's nothing as beautiful as that.
Yeah. Listen, that's really for me, because I don't get hiking, right? That's the only reason to do it is if it's an amazing place. Like if you're in Hawaii, go on a hike, go see some waterfalls in the rainforest. You know, if you're like wherever you said before,
Muir Woods?
No, but what's
Sequoia National Park?
Yeah, or
Yosemite.
Yosemite, there's a where Brandon goes to one all the time.
Big Sur.
Big Sur. There you go. Yeah. Big Sur. So yeah, I hear it's incredible. So yeah, maybe go for a hike in Big Sur if you're up there. But I'm not driving up 2 hours to go for a walk.
No, I understand. Okay, well, you also live by a beach, and like if you're gonna go for a walk, the beach is like it's hard to beat the beach for a nice walk.
It's very difficult to beat the beach, yes.
Right.
For sure. So
But did you guys, when you got home from your skiing, did you walk on the beach? Did you have like one of those California days where?
No, I didn't. I took a nap.
Right. But you took a nap by the beach, which is cool.
By the beach. Yeah. And then we ate a great dinner. My mother-in-law cooked.
Oh, nice.
And then we watched Cobra Kai season 3.
Oh,
Cobra Kai.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that amazing.
I still haven't watched it. I was just saying
season one's amazing.
Season two is just okay.
Season two and season three. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Right. But I'll watch because I love Karate Kid. So anyway.
Of course. So I was looking at the recaps to see what was happening on GH these days.
Yeah. Lots happening.
And I got to say, one of the things that you had told me about, I think it was when like the day that we recorded our holiday song, we were in the car in Orange County driving to get lunch.
Yes.
And some wine.
Yes.
And you're like, there's great stuff coming up. And it's like crazy stuff. Like Carly kidnaps Cyrus's mom.
Dude, I mean, just that alone is a great headline.
And you're like, she goes overboard. She goes too far. And so you had seen yesterday. I'm sorry. This is, well, I guess Monday. We're recording this Tuesday where, you know, she tells you and you're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and they were pretty emotional and heated scenes, actually.
Well, because you're probably worried about
the classic Jason Carly. Like, this is what people love to see Jason Carly do: is she gets in a situation, I have to bail her out. I'm not happy with it. I get it. And then she states her case that it doesn't really matter because I have to deal with the consequences anyway, or Jason does. So, but it's really great. It was really great stuff, man. I've been having so much fun with that. And yeah, the fact that, you know, cause I say at the end of one scene, I say, this is a line that I thought I would never cross.
She says that, or you say that?
I say it. And you made me cross this line now.
Oh, because her actions are, since you guys are on the same team, as it were.
Well, Jason, he may
kill. You're going to be held responsible for it.
But he wouldn't kidnap an old lady.
Sure.
I mean, he has some morals.
Does he?
because he wouldn't do it. But Carly was like, hey, we need leverage. She was thinking like a mob boss. She's like, oh, we need leverage. I'm going to go get his mom. I'm going to take care of the mom and put her in a nice place.
Right. Give her own private nurse, Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah. I go, you roped in Bobby? I go, your mom's the nurse?
Bobby's now on the list. She's on the hit list. She's got to get hit.
Now she's on the list. So
look out, Bobby.
Kind of crazy. I mean, it's
keep your head
stuff,
on a swivel,
man.
Bobby.
Totally.
Man.
So, but the story's
Bobby
been
know?
Great. Bobby knows.
Bobby know?
I think like, Bobby knows.
Well, because she's so
I
sweet.
Didn't have any scenes with Bobby, though.
Sorry we kidnapped you.
Totally. Here's some cookies. It's going to be great. We're going to play some bridge.
Right. I just can't imagine that Bobby Spencer would be like, oh, daughter, you kid? Yeah, okay, great. I'll take care of her.
No,
that'll be a good time. Well, does she know this lady? Because it's Laura's mom, too.
I dude, now you're getting into confusing territory for me. So I don't know.
I love when we ask questions we can't answer.
I don't know. All I know, Laura comes and talks to Jason, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I think that's today, or maybe it was, I don't know. But
right,
it's, I don't know, man. I'm excited to see how this whole thing plays out, because it's the first time that Cyrus has been on edge.
Right.
It's the first time where he's out of control, and Jeff's playing it awesome, because he's not trying to be like the cool bad guy.
Right.
He's like, where's my mommy? Give me my mommy.
Well, also it showed that he entered the Metro Court because Martin Gray and Laura were having, and Cyrus is like, they got mom.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm not sure that's not a line reading, but
that's not a line reading or how he's played it, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
So it's good, man. It's been fun, dude. It's been a lot of fun. And,
I mean, how fun, like, you know, oftentimes villains are, you know, played as calculating and but when they're up against the wall,
he's
and
so
they
good,
can,
dude.
Right. No, totally. He always, but like when someone that is capable of terrible things is put in a desperate place, look out.
Look out. And the thing I have to commend Jeff on is that most of the time actors feel like if they have to show fear or insecurity or vulnerability, that it's weakness.
Right.
And as a bad guy, you don't want to show weakness. But if you look at all the classic bad guys, we know there's a vulnerability. There's a fear. We see a glimpse of why they're doing what they're doing.
Totally. Right. Yeah.
And with Jeff, it's been great because he's like, you know, you could tell like this is bugging him, and he's worried about his mom. Mm. And, you know, so it's been cool.
Wow.
It's been really cool.
Does Cyrus know how much Jason likes Spinelli?
Why? Just in case you're on the list?
Well, I don't want to get... maybe if I get kidnapped, it would be a cool string of episodes.
Yeah, that's right. Is that what you're going for here? You want to get kidnapped?
I'm not sure if I'm trying to protect my health or if I'm trying to get myself more episodes here.
If I were a gambling man... I would guess that you're trying to get back on the show right away.
I'm trying to figure out that line.
I get kidnapped by Cyrus. That's hilarious, dude.
All right. You got my mom. I got this weird kid. Want to trade?
You can have him.
Want to trade?
Nah, you keep him. He's good. He's pretty good on the computer right here. Go ahead. He talks a lot. You're not going to be able to understand him for the first 7 years. Other than that, you'll finally figure it out, Cyrus.
Spin off. Cyrus and Spinelli. I'll grow up my hair in a ponytail, and it'll be...
Dude.
We'll call those the Pony Twins.
Dude, the ponytail is amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's so perfect for his character. Like,
tremendous. But the thing is, it looks so great when he has it down too, like on other you know, for other roles that he's had.
Oh yeah, totally.
Length is so cool. Like
That's bad guy hair for sure.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, I mean, it was kind of that same length as last when we talked to Michael Sutton, we were talking about his.
Totally
similar length, right?
Yeah, don't compare those two hairs, please.
Well, I don't know.
Not close. But anyway.
Well, so speaking about the crazy stuff that happens in Port Charles, I think you came across some crazy stuff that happens in a certain place too, didn't you?
I have.
Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by I Told You So's. A new year is here, so
yes,
why not
is.
Start 2021 with the gift of fun? We all need things to laugh and smile about, and now you can give the gift of fun combined with just a hint of payback, because what is sweeter than revenge? Nothing in the world is better than the feeling of being right. We've all been there. Steve, you've been there when you told us that we could start a band, and me, Scott, and Brandon were like, you're crazy, and you did it.
Nope.
And the best way that you could have paid us back is to send us I Told You So's chocolate, but I don't think they existed back in 2010.
No, they didn't. I couldn't say I told you so and then send you chocolate, but now I could.
Now you could.
Now I could. And imagine the smiles and laughter, because listen, the joy of just saying I told you so, not to mention this. I love chocolate. So what a better way to say I told you so and give you some chocolate, because there's milk chocolate. There's dark chocolate. There's 9-piece, 19-piece. I want the 45-piece. Or the 1 pound combo bar, which you're getting. Oh, so yep. Revenge never tasted so sweet than I told you.
I told
so.
You so's are 100% premium Belgian chocolate gifts, delightfully packaged and engraved with the super snarky I told you so logo. And if you like super snarky soap characters, you'll like this super snarky I told you so logo. So you can remind them that you were right. Talking the highest quality, most decadent chocolate on the planet. And the box is a super fun, reusable keepsake. And tell us your best I told you so moment. Tag us on Instagram with your most satisfying I told you so story and add hashtag told you so. We'll pick a favorite moment to win a free box of chocolates.
So order online at I told you so's. That's ITOLDYOUSOS.com. And they'll ship safely and securely direct to you or your loved one. And this would be a great gift. And of course, you can add a fun note and say, I told you so. For New Year's, everything is 20% off plus free shipping.
Not only is everything 20% off plus free shipping, but if you order online at itoldyousos.com and use our promo code AWESOME, you get an extra 10% off. So that's a total of 30%. So start 2021 with the gift of fun. Give a super fun chocolate gift with just a hint of friendly payback. I told you so's. Order online at itoldyousos.com. Use promo code AWESOME. Order now at itoldyousos.com. Use code AWESOME.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, you're on your phone. You might be scrolling past some crazy headlines. You're like, oh, let me take a look.
Crazy headlines in 2020? No.
No. And then you go, and now I'm so programmed. I'm like, this has got to be a place that we know and we love.
Love.
By the way, so let's just put that disclaimer out there. Love going this place. I grew up going there. My grandparents lived there in Sarasota for a long time. I would visit it when I lived in Nashville, the Panhandle. I love Florida, but
there's nothing like walking out of the airport in Florida and being like, ah, I'm in Florida.
Totally. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally. But some crazy shizzle happens in Florida. And I don't know quite why. But it does.
Because everyone's just living free and easy. People are living free and easy.
Florida, own it. It's okay. It's a beautiful state. Right. It's a beautiful state. So I found some of these headlines. I just had to screenshot them and share them with you.
Oh, amazing. I can't wait. Florida should have its own, like, you know, like in Tallahassee, they probably have like Florida History Museum. They need to have like a Ripley's Believe It or Not based on just Florida.
Oh, totally. They do. Totally. Because some of these you won't believe. But and I don't know if this is a new segment called Crazy Beep that happens in Florida.
Well, because we can't seem to get away from it because, you know, it started as, you know, Florida or Passions or Florida Man. I loved that.
Passions or Florida Man. That's amazing.
But like, and I was telling you, but just so many of the Florida headlines are so not just outlandish, but like specific to certain like substances.
Sure. They go to that substance abuse place when people start doing crazier stuff.
Right. In Florida. A lot of things that like just things that I there's no way that could be confused with soap opera headlines. Right.
Yes.
Very few. It's like this guy brought fed his alligator cocaine and brought him naked to Walmart.
Yeah. Like, right.
Like,
right.
I'm not going to be
fun,
like
that guy's having
passions.
Fun.
Passions or Florida. Yeah.
So now we just got to read the headline. So here's a few. You ready? Florida grandmother.
Amazing.
just Florida.
Yep.
No specific city. We're not going to call out a city.
Right. No.
Florida grandmother pops out teeth to scare off nude man on her back porch.
Amazing. Okay.
Okay. What? Okay. Well, what?
Good. You have to be specific because otherwise it might look like an invitation.
Sure. Well, if you see the picture of her, she was trying to scare him. She was trying to scare him off.
Okay.
She looks pretty scary. All right.
All right.
And in this picture, she has her teeth in. So I can imagine with the teeth out.
Okay. All right.
Popped them right out. Spit the dentures right out.
Right. Okay.
So she can get some Polident and they won't come out as easy.
Ouch.
All right. Next headline. Oh, man. A Florida woman.
Short.
Was arrested and charged with aggravated assault without intent to kill after she reportedly farted loudly in a dollar store and then pulled a knife on a man who complained.
Okay, so.
So what's the situation? Let's set up the situation here.
Right. So, I mean, you know, some certain bodily functions happen.
Sure.
And, you know, but you would assume that if it happened, you'd be like, oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And so I'm not sure. It depends. It, you know, I would have to see the fellow's reaction. If he.
Well, hold on. Okay. This lady, she might have ate something bad.
Sure.
I mean, she might have had to, you know, pass gas.
Well, it depends how she did it. If she
true.
Was apologetic she or she was like, yeah.
Well, even if she's yeah.
Yeah.
He shouldn't go run and tell the manager. I mean,
oh, he told the manager that she broke wind?
Yeah, that's why she pulled a knife on him.
Oh, I thought he just complained to her and said, like, hey, keep it down.
Oh, maybe you're right. In a dollar store and then pulled a knife on a man who complained. Okay, I'm assuming that he went and tattled on her, but maybe he complained to her.
Down?
And then she pulled a knife on him.
I will not keep it down.
I will not. Here's my knife. A drunk Florida woman was asked to leave a Red Lobster.
That's a shame.
I love Red Lobster, by the way.
Bottomless shrimp.
Love it. So she responded by allegedly grabbing a live lobster straight out of the tank and running.
Well, yeah, get what you came for.
Yeah, it's alive, though.
That's the best way.
Is it?
Well, you can take off the elastics and help you escape.
It could be a weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she was doing to be asked to leave a Red Lobster, but to try to grab a lobster out of the live tank. I don't know.
Well, that's taking your own, you know, that's taking a bit of a risk. Cause I, you know, if some of the elastics had slipped off,
yeah, that yeah. I don't think that's gonna hurt that much, though.
Pinchertown.
A 73-year-old Florida woman worried about her meth she was smoking went to the doctor and asked him to test it.
Well, when you first said that, I was like, worried about it. Like, was worried someone was gonna take it. Like, was worried to like. Keep her meth protected.
No, she wants to make sure it's pure. pure meth, pure Michigan.
Amazing. You know, that's kind of responsible. If you have an addiction and you got to have something, make sure it's safe.
This is amazing. This next one. Florida man used template he found on Pinterest to print counterfeit money.
Come on.
At the library.
Did he
print it out at the library?
That's untraceable.
Dude, I want to see someone use that money. That's amazing.
Well, that is fun. I would like to see like the craziest pictures of counterfeit money that people have attempted to use.
Oh, that'd be awesome, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Florida couple steals motorized shopping cart from Walmart. And they later found it at the bar two blocks away.
I appreciate that.
You like that one, don't you?
Well, do they sell liquor at those? I'm thinking like
at those bars.
No. Was it at Walmart? Where do they got it at Walmart?
Yeah, they took the little motorized thing from Walmart.
Do they sell liquor at Walmart in Florida?
They do. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they just wanted to go to the bar.
You're going
to
get a better deal at the liquor at Walmart.
Yeah, I know, but not the environment I'm sure they wanted to be in.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it for sure.
Some hole in the wall.
Let's we gotta take this motorized cart out of this joint. We need some atmosphere. That's it. Right. That's the thinking.
And I think we mentioned this one, but this is the last one. Florida restaurant no longer allows Monkey Mondays after a monkey bit an 8-year-old boy.
That's sound policy. There is something about exotic animals in Florida.
That's right.
You know, I know Tiger King was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma?
I think so.
No. Missouri?
No, Arkansas? I think it was Oklahoma.
Somewhere. Yeah. No, but I mean, like, because it wasn't Florida, I don't believe.
No.
Louisiana might be Louisiana.
Look,
because remember Louisiana is when we saw the tiger gas.
Oh, that was horrible, dude.
Yeah, that was Louisiana. Anyway, but Florida tends.
Oklahoma, Tiger King, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. So my first instinct was right. I don't know why I had to list all the rest of the states.
I know, but because you like to hear yourself talk a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's fair. You know, I have pets.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I call myself a pet lover. I'm like a pet.
Yeah, you love you like animals. I mean, I love animals, right?
Oh, sure. Like, you know.
But you don't know if you'd like hey, look at this cool.
Right.
Whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
these exotic animals that people have.
Well, because also I feel like exotic animals lead with that. Like, hey, my name's Zane and, I own an iguana. Right. Yeah. Like it's kind of what they lead with.
Sure.
Right. Right. Like it becomes a persona. Or
they're carrying it around and people stop them.
Right.
Right. They're like, hey, this is my iguana. He's walking his iguana.
Right.
Right. Looking or you're carrying a monkey.
Looking for the attention of.
Sure. Right. But I think some people love, you know, obviously tigers are awesome. Lions are awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't want one because I want to live.
I want to live, and I also want to like have money for myself to eat.
Like that's true.
You know, like
that's crazy. That whole
if it's gonna be your job, fine. It's gonna be your job. You're gonna run a sanctuary. You're gonna, but like just to have one for the sake of having one, it's probably not thought out so well.
Right.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Well, anyhow, that's the crazy shizzle that happens in Florida.
We got to find a better title than that.
The crazy boop that happens in Florida.
Well, we can't wait to come back to Florida.
I know. I can't wait.
Well, part of the reason why we did this week is because this is generally the week that we would be in Florida.
Dude, what we should do literally is if there's a Walmart near the comedy club, we should go steal one of those things and just drive it to the comedy club.
That'll be good for us.
That's the entrance.
Well, it's just great. You know, any publicity is good publicity.
Well, I don't know. We don't want to be arrested, but that would be fun.
I think that's a pretty surefire way to get arrested.
Hey, can we borrow this for a second?
We'll bring it back.
Yeah, we'll bring it
in
back.
Like 5 hours.
But we're looking forward to going back to Florida and just getting back out on the road.
Yeah, but I think a year ago this time around the 4th through the 11th, I think is when we were.
This is when we do our Florida run, dude.
Yeah,
this
we try to sneak it in before we go back to work.
This is the time of year, man. I know. Yeah. It was fun.
It's
so much
that
fun.
Time of year.
It's so cool. So, but hey, we're not on the road, but you can check us out on Patreon because we're doing some really cool stuff over there. So if you don't know what Patreon is, just go to our website and check it out. There's so much that we're doing. Bonus podcasts, Motivation Monday, Thirsty Thursdays, behind the scenes stuff, hangs, Skypes, parties, concerts. I mean, it just goes, the list goes on. And, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, the list keeps growing of all the stuff we're doing.
Of all the stuff that we're doing. So,
and we're having
a lot
of fun, though, doing it. So it's a great community.
Last month, we had a holiday show with music and cheer with two of our friends from GH, James Patrick Stewart and Marcus Coloma. A couple months before that, we had a Port Chuck concert. And all those events are still available to watch anytime. Yeah. For people on Patreon. Yeah. And this month, the event that we're doing over there, we're doing a pub trivia night.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And which was supposed to be last night, but we had to kind of move it back into the month because of things in California. But we'll be doing that later this month.
Yes, we will.
We'll be doing our Zooms later this month, like we do every month.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And anyway, but we also, you know, this time, this extra long vacation will give us more time to make YouTube content, which we're excited about.
That's what we're doing.
And hopefully find some guests for this here podcast. And
we got some guests. People are on vacation, so we got some good guests coming up. I got some feelers out there and some good people. So
nice. Yeah.
Looking forward to it, man. So,
but we appreciate you listening. We hope you had a wonderful holiday and a very
happy
good,
new year.
Happy new year. We're excited about where this year will hopefully take us and take us out of.
Yes.
So thank you for being here with us. And like always, you'll be hearing from us soon.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.